Praise the Lord. I am just thrilled tonight about being home with my home team tonight. Amen. It's new faces that I haven't seen before, but it's good to see familiar faces. I was going to say old familiar faces, but I better just say familiar faces. Amen. I just appreciate Pastor and Mrs. Hagen tonight for allowing me to speak to the home crew tonight. Pastor and Miss Hagen have been my pastor since 1988. So in 2017, it'll be 30 years that they have been my pastors. Amen. Praise the Lord. God had to work them into my heart. Hello, somebody. Amen. I come from a small black Pentecostal church. And I came out here to Rhema. Two different worlds. Praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody just needs this tonight. When I came out here, the Lord told me to come to Rhema Bible Church. And I came to a couple of services, and it didn't suit me. You know what I'm talking about, you know. Praise the Lord. It wasn't like the black Pentecostal church that I came out of, but the Lord said, this is your home church. And so I found me a black church on the north side of town. I know you'd never disobey God like that, but I did. Lesson learned. I went and all kind of trouble broke out. Praise the Lord. And I couldn't wait to get over here into the will of God. And I've been happy ever since. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, they taught us here in Bible school that blessed are the short-winded, for they shall be invited back again. So I plan on being short-winded tonight. You know, I've told Pastor this morning, I said, Pastor, I would have done a whole lot better if you would have just told me at the last moment that I was speaking tonight. I knew all week long, and I have been so nervous all week long. I'm used to them just throwing me the mic. And then we just go from there. I don't like having to think about it. I just like getting in. You know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. Amen. But we're going to have a good time in Jesus tonight. Amen. Did you come expecting tonight? I'm going to ask you one more time. Did you come expecting? If you came expecting from God tonight, you'll not be disappointed in this place tonight. Amen. If you came to receive from heaven tonight, heaven is open. Amen. And heaven is crying out tonight, come and dine, come and dine. The master calling, come and dine. Hallelujah. Whatever you need from heaven tonight, there's a supply to you. Even right now, if you need healing in this place tonight, there's a supply flowing to you right now. If you need breakthrough in your life, there's a supply of the Spirit flowing through to you right now. Amen. Whatever you want, whatever you need, you ought to jump to your feet right now and just praise God. Hey! Let me stop you for just a moment, because y'all doing a pitiful job. Pitiful. Your praise ought to match your miracle. What you believe in God for and what you're expecting God to do in your life, your praise ought to match what you believe in God for. So just... You sit down, tell somebody it'll come to pass. It'll come. Whatever you believe in God for, it'll come to pass. Woo! Y'all just have to excuse me. Amen. Again, being brought up in the denomination that I was brought up in, we love to dance. We danced when we met each other in the parking lot. Talking about the goodness of God. Amen. We danced when the song service started. We danced in testimony service. Amen. We danced when the preacher was preaching. Somebody should have helped me right there. See, y'all slow. Amen. We danced at the altar call. So I'm just trained to dance. I ain't let go. I'm loyal to my dance. Amen. The Bible said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. And I believe in praising him in. The dance. So we might get some dancing done before we get out of here tonight. Just shake your neighbor a little bit. Say, don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. This is how we act in church. Don't be nervous. Just act like you at the club for a minute. You weren't nervous at the club. Folk want to change the rules when it comes to church, but you act up at the club. All right. That's not my message tonight. I'm here to be nice. Hey, glory to God. If you got your Bibles tonight, I want you to open them with me to a couple of verses, passages of scripture tonight. 1 Peter chapter 5. We'll turn there tonight. I just feel like exhorting you some tonight. I don't have 12 points in a poem tonight. I just want to exhort you some. Is that all right? 1 Peter chapter 5, let's start here in verse 8, and the word of God tells us, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. First two words, be sober, be vigilant. Be sober, be vigilant. Why? Because you and I have an adversary. It's time out that we realize that it's just not a good time party all the time. Hello, somebody. But we have an opponent that is arrayed against us. And the word tells us in John 10:10 that the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Anytime he shows up, he comes to steal, he comes to kill, and he comes to destroy. Thank you. Y'all with me right now. I like that. You just never know. I can take off across the pews at any given time. I help pay for these so I can walk on them. Some of y'all just too stressed tonight. The enemy comes to steal our goods. The enemy comes to take our stuff. And I want us to make a public service announcement tonight. If you would with me, say, devil, you can't have my stuff. Come on, say it one more time. Devil, you can't have my stuff. One more time. Devil, you can't have my stuff. I believe some of y'all tonight. I remember when I was about 10 or 11 years old, I was graduating from a regular bicycle to a 10-speed bicycle. And at Christmas time, my parents bought me a brand new 10-speed bike. It was black. That thing was shiny. It was pretty. I looked good on it. You know what I'm saying? It was the nicest bike in the neighborhood, I'm telling you. And I park it on the porch at night, you know, and I kept it clean and all that kind of stuff. But in the summertime, one evening, my bike disappeared off the porch. And I got up the next morning looking for my bike, and it wasn't there. And we didn't know who took it, who stole it. I had an idea who took it, but I didn't have any proof. Hello, somebody. Who took it? I definitely wasn't going to blame my mom and daddy for taking it. They bought it. Hello? And a lot of times God gives blame for things that he purchased for us. Amen. He purchased our healing. He purchased our redemption. Come on, somebody. He purchased our freedom. He purchased our joy. He purchased our peace. And a lot of times he gets the blame for when things go wrong. But God gave us good stuff, y'all.
Come on.
He's not in the thief business.
No.
And ever since that time of getting my bike stolen, I've never liked things getting stolen from me. Can I get a witness in here tonight? Have you ever had somebody or steal something from you? I definitely don't like money being stole from me. I don't like joy being stole from me. I don't like peace being stole from me. I don't like my health being stole from me. Hello, somebody. Come on, say it with me one more time. Devil, you can't have my stuff. Be sober, be vigilant. Why? Because your adversary, the devil, is walking about trying to collect up people's stuff. And I made a determination in my heart, the devil, I'm not going to let you have any of my stuff. I don't care what it is. But there were other areas in my life that I was being stolen from, and I didn't realize I was being stolen from. Are you with me tonight? Things were being taken. I was being cheated out of things because I didn't have knowledge of some stuff. Devil don't care. He'll steal from a baby if he can. So it's being stole from, and I was living life. You know how when you have a table that is built for four legs and you only have three legs? Have you ever tried to eat on a three-legged table? It's hard enough to eat on a table that is not balanced right, let alone to eat on a table where a complete leg is missing. In our Christian walk, it's hard to walk out this Christian walk when we don't have all four legs to stand on. And being here in this place gave me a leg that I needed. I didn't know that I needed it. Hello? But when I got in Bible school and started finding out who I was in Christ, that I was the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, that I was the head and not the tail, that I was above and not beneath, that I am blessed in the city and the field and Broken Arrow, it gave me my other leg. Over here, let me go over here right quick because I got to give y'all some scripture tonight. In Luke chapter 22, look here right quick. Luke chapter 22, the Lord tells Simon in verse 31, he says, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, I'm ready to go with you both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell you, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. Peter's one of my favorite people because Peter can speak out of turn, and I can do that sometimes. Here it is, the Lord is trying to warn him. Listen, something's coming. Something's coming down the road, and I'm trying to get you prepared so that your eyes will be open so that you can see what's coming. The enemy is coming to sift you. The enemy is coming to take stuff away from you. You need to be sober about this. You need to be vigilant on your watch because he wants to take some stuff from you. We need to be vigilant on our watch. I believe that's what the Lord is saying to us. Be sober, be vigilant tonight on your watch. Not be scared, not live in a hole. Hello, somebody. I watched Bugs Bunny when I was a kid. He used to sing this song, said, there's no place like a hole in the ground, a hole in the ground, a hole in the ground. I don't want to live in a hole in the ground. Amen. God created us that we live in this earth in dominion and walking in authority and walking in power. Amen. And that we walk in authority over all the works of the devil, not living in fear. The denomination that I was brought up in, we were scared to death. I wouldn't say that. The devil will hear you. You don't know what the will of God is. Well, you know, if we would have cracked open that Bible, we could have found out what the will of God is. Amen. The will of God is that we be whole, that we be complete, that we be well. Hello, somebody. And when I got to Rhema, I found out that you can fight the devil. I thought you had to respect the devil. But when I got here, I found out you don't have to take the devil's stuff. He can be a trash talker, but you can talk trash right back to him. He can be a bully, but you can just run him right over. I remember Pastor Hagin coming in services at times, and he'd be preaching. You all that hadn't heard Pastor Hagin preach, that man can preach. He a black man. He turned into a black man when he preached. Don't tell him I said that. But he can hoop. You hear me? Do y'all know what hooping is? Bless your heart. But he would come in and from time to time in his preaching, he would talk about how when the ministry was turned over to him, how the devil would come and talk to him in the office and tell him that you're going to lose everything that your daddy built. Everything's going under that your daddy built. Your daddy took all these years to build this ministry, and you're going to lose all of it. And Pastor listened to it for a minute. And then he said he got up from his desk, pushed back from his desk, and he got his Bible, threw his Bible on the ground. And he stood on his Bible. And he said, devil, I want to tell you, I want to serve you notice that before I go under, the word of God's got to go under. Before I go under, God's got to go under. I'm not standing on my own strength. I'm not standing on my own ability. I'm standing on the word of God, and the word of God will not fail. And then he kicked. Amen. I said, you can fight the devil like that? You can talk to the devil like that? Woo! This thing is on now, buddy. It's on up in here. Come on, somebody. Again, the word of God says the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He can't steal, kill, and destroy what you won't let him have. Hello, somebody in this place tonight. Too long we see the devil coming, and we wait till he gets to the house before we do anything about it. My attitude now is when I see him coming, I'm going to meet him. Let's do this. Let's do this. You want to do this? You want to do this? I know who I am now. I know that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I know that you're under my feet. I know that I'm seated with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might. And let's do this thing. Glory. I'm telling you, it reminded me of David when Goliath was out there. Everybody else was running from Goliath, and David was running to Goliath. You got something you want to say? You got something you want to say? You got something you want to say? Go ahead and say it. Go ahead and have you say, but just know, you don't get the last word. Oh, say, devil, you can't have my stuff. Go out to meet him. When he talks trash to you, talk trash back to him. Don't let him have the last word. Don't let him have the last say. Amen. Jesus said, I give you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Another way to say it is I give you authority to step over all the works of the enemy. Whatever the devil may send to you or try to put in your way, God says, I'm authorizing you. Just step over it. Step over it and keep on moving. Step over it and keep on moving. It'd do somebody real good tonight if you just get up and just step over something right now that's been blocking your path. Don't be too proud. Amen. Step on over it. Step on over it. Step on over it. Jesus authorized you. Step over it. Jesus told you to step over it. Amen. Don't let it walk on you. You tread on it. Tread on it. Step on over it. You sit back down for a minute. I give you power. I give you power. I give you power. I empower empower you to do this thing. Tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power. Everybody say all the power.
All the power.
Say it again, all the power.
All
the power of the enemy. I give you power to tread on it. Stop acting like you ain't got no power. You got power over the devil. Woo! We ain't training wimps. We training people who will kick the door in. Who got my stuff up in here? Somebody got... Excuse me. A little bit of hood came out of me. I don't have much. I know somebody took my stuff. I couldn't get my stuff. Lord, have mercy. Jesus, not be wimps, not back down from what the devil tries to do to us. Over in Ephesians chapter 6, I want to go there right quick. I'm almost done. I just want to exhort you some this evening. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, 13 says this, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand, stand." God doesn't want us to back down from the enemy. Amen. I know that we live in a world that is full, so to speak, of landmines. Seems like everywhere that you go to step, you don't know whether you're going to step on a landmine. Don't know what's going to happen. So you can, in the natural, we can become fearful of taking steps, fearful of moving forward, especially when you've suffered hurt and you've suffered loss. You don't want to move forward. You just want to maintain. I'm good right here, Jesus. Don't ask me to do nothing. Don't ask me to do anything. When I first started flying on the ministry plane, I was really afraid of flying. Because the devil would tell me, ain't no black man got no business flying. Don't be trying to act like these white people in here, because I'll kill you. So I had a real fear of flying. And Craig Hagin, bless his heart, I love Craig. Craig would get on the plane and he would stand in the middle of the floor and he would jump up and down. And I'd be like, "Quick, Craig, stop." I thought he was gonna bring the plane down, you know. The battle. Hello, somebody. The battle in my mind. Hello, because the devil was saying, "I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you." And then I was stupid enough to watch scary movies. And always in the scary movie, the black man dies first. Y'all laughing, but well, I can't tell you to watch no scary movies, but the black man dies first. And so all that was playing out in my mind. I was hearing the devil say, "You're going to die. I'm going to kill you." And I was agreeing with him, you know, and I just so fearful sitting on the plane. What was happening? The devil was stealing from me.
Yeah. Come on.
Miss Lynette told me one time, said, "Now, what I do is I act like it's a bump in the road." I'm thinking to myself, we 30 some thousand feet in the air, bump in the road. That's not helping me right now. It's more than a bump in the road. There are things like that the enemy comes and we allow him to steal from us. Hello, somebody. There are people, I believe, in here tonight that you have calls on your life and you've just been afraid to move because of something that happened in your past. You're afraid to make a move because you didn't do it right the first time. I'm a good example of not doing it right the first time, second time, third time, fourth time, fifth time, yeah. But God will work with you. Yeah. and he'll teach you and he'll train you. And the more you get out there and the more active you are, the more God will develop you. Hello, somebody. The more he'll pull that fear out of you of facing the enemy. God wants you to know that you can go face to face with the enemy and not have any fear. I'm going to say that again. God wants you to know that you can go face to face with the devil and not have any fear. He said, I'm with you. I got your back. I'm going to wrap this up with this story right here. I hope y'all got something tonight. We're going to dance before we get out of here, so don't worry about it. Some of y'all looking like we ain't danced yet. Team, y'all can come on and get ready. Get ready to dance. Say, you can dance on demand like that? Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, I know I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Don't put this on tape. But I was on YouTube, and I saw them doing this thing called the twerk. Y'all don't know what twerking is? Y'all saved. That's good. Don't. I like, if anybody can willfully move their body like that, I know I can dance for Jesus. But anyway, praise the Lord. The story I was going to tell you, I'm trying to get it back again. I'm so glad I'm black and don't blush. The devil said, I told you it was going to happen. I told you. Shut up, devil. I got it now. But I was home in the month of June. I was home and I was outside and I was cleaning up my car. And as I was cleaning up my car, some of my neighbors were over there and they were playing basketball. It was a teenager and a guy probably in his mid-20s. And the guy in his mid-20s was wearing that teenager out. And he was talking so much trash to him. Bring it on in here, son. Bring it on in here. You bring it in here and I'm going to slap it to New York City. I mean, he was talking trash. And so the boy, he was scared to do anything. He was scared to really, really handle the ball because that older guy was just dominating. But all of a sudden, the young boy's grandfather walked out on the porch. And the porch sits up high. And his grandfather watched the game for a couple of minutes. And all of a sudden, I heard the grandfather. And he said, hey, don't you take that off him. Yeah. Don't take that off him. Get on him. Yeah. Get on him. Yeah. Don't let him bully you around. Get on him. Don't let him breathe. Get on him. Get on him. Get on him. Get on him. And he was just screaming, get on him. Get on him. And the guy was getting frustrated because the more the little boy got on him, he couldn't maneuver like he was doing. All of a sudden, he wasn't taking the ball through his legs. Hello? All of a sudden, he wasn't making those 15-footer shots. Huh? All of a sudden, his game was being shut down. Hello, somebody. And I'm telling you, that grandfather coached his grandson until he just flat wore that 20-year-old out. And the 20-year-old got mad at the grandfather and said, you come down here. You come down here. He said, no, I got you from right here. He's playing my game for me. He said, you don't want me to come down here. He said, I'm old, but I know how to play you. Come on, somebody. Jesus said, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, that he will lead you and he will guide you into all truth. He'll show you how to play the devil to where he can't do anything. He'll help you paralyze the movement of the devil in your life. David Engel Daniel sings a song, paralyzed, paralyzed. The devil has been paralyzed. God wants to stop the movement of the enemy in your life. But you got to be willing to face him. Face him. Face the enemy. Let's do this. Let's do this. I'm ready for it. Let's do it. When you got an instructor, when you got a coach, you got a helper on the inside telling you all the right moves to make, telling you all the right things to say. Hello, somebody. You know that you're more than a conqueror. Only advice I'd give you is don't do it without him. I've tried to do it without him. It don't work. Try to make him move. Doesn't work. The devil has been paralyzed. God has made you more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Don't allow the devil to have your stuff. Again, the word says that the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus says, I've come that you might have life, that you might have life in the abundance, to the full, to the overflow. I'd ask you tonight, is your life overflowing? If your life's not overflowing the way you desire it, listen to the coach. Because the coach is going to show you how to play the game. Coach is going to show you how to win. Amen. Some people don't like the coach because, like the grandfather that was coaching his son, he was screaming at him. Get on him. Get on him. Get on him. Get on him. Some people would have been offended by that. But the coach knows what he's doing. The Holy Ghost knows what he's doing. Listen to him. Listen to him. Listen to him. There's somebody in here that you've been through a really bad business deal. Really bad business deal. The Lord is restoring your business back to you tonight. Hallelujah. That which the enemy is trying to kill and destroy in your life, to take away from you in the area of business. It just seems like in my spirit that there is somebody that has lost a large sum of money in doing a business deal. You don't mind, just wave at me right quick tonight. Praise the Lord. He's restoring that. He's restoring it. Amen. Listen to him. He's going to coach you back to where you've been. Just make it happy for me if you play, because we're going to dance in a minute. I don't want them to get in worship mode, because once you get Rhema people in worship mode, it's hard to move them out. Can we just worship Jesus? Not tonight. That's not what we're doing tonight. It's not the flow. Y'all wait for Pastor Bill Ray to do all that. We ain't worshiping him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Devil, you can't have my stuff. You can't have my stuff. Amen. If you would stand up with me tonight. Thank you for being so patient and kind tonight. Amen. Find your dancing partner right quick. Some of y'all looking like, I can't believe that black man is doing that. I can't. Yeah. If we were at the club, maybe y'all need to speed that up a little bit. They be trying to slow drag in here. That's too slow. Hold up. Hold up. Y'all need to go a little bit more Pentecostal than that. Help him. Help him, Dan. Help him. Help him, Jesus. Hey, Mr. Drummer, stop for a second. Thank you, bro. We're going to get into it, but we need to do that faster. All right. And I will shout with a voice of triumph. Shout with a voice of praise. Hey, we need. Hallelujah. If you got arthritis working in your body, just take a run right now. Take it right now. The devil's a liar. The devil's a liar. Come on. He coaches you so you win. He coaches us so we win. Come on. If Arthur's trying to act up, amen, run him on out of here tonight. Hallelujah. Anybody else, arthritis in your body, just move right now, right now, right now, right now. Oh, bless the Lord, 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 bless the Lord. The voice of triumph, shout with the voice of praise, shout
unto God for the victory.
We got victory in this place tonight.
Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, sometimes at a time like this, people wait to jump in. And we got to go home. But let me tell you, we're going to give you one more chance to get in on this thing. And you know, if God's been good to you, if you're expecting something from the Lord, if like Brother Philip said, if your dance should equal your miracle, I'm going to count to three. Somebody didn't get in. And listen, whether you got in or whether you didn't get in, on the count to three, I want you to take off, move or shake, whatever you're going to move or shake, as a testimony to the devil that he can't have your stuff, and as a testimony to Father God that you're in high expectation. Are you ready? One, get ready. If you're expecting God to do something for you, get ready. Two, get ready now. Three, come on, take off. Do something God's doing for you. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. God. He's an awesome God. I said he's a worthy God. Some people, they can only praise God when they see what God is doing right out in front of him. But oh, if you can bless him before you see it with your natural eyeballs, and if you can see from in here, see from the inside what God is doing, it won't be long. What's on the inside will burst out on the outside. I wish I had an amen in here. Woo! Glory to God. Philip, you want this thing back? Praise God. God is good. Amen. He's worthy. Praise God. Did you enjoy Brother Philip tonight? Praise God. The Lord through our brother. Amen. It was the Lord through our brother. Praise God.